I had not finished the Daily Dust, and I was scrambling to get it ready for you. So, okay. I got to do that, you know, that like that boxer thing where they roll their shoulders and kind of wiggle their head back and forth. All right. I feel like I'm ready for it now. Suddenly I've turned into Elvis. What is wrong with me?
You know how Pam loves the gossip.
Welcome to Hollywood.
We just divorced.
Did you want to apologize for cheating on me?
What is the hot gossip? Tell me everything.
Y'all, Kevin Federline is stirring headlines ahead of his new memoir, You Thought You Knew, and says that Britney called an ex before their wedding.
I was like, what's wrong? I thought she was talking to her mom on the phone, or maybe she was like having doubts. And she told me that she was on the phone with Justin. And I just kind of stepped back like, did I just hear you right? What the hell is going on? Immediately, we don't have to do this. I didn't care if we got married or not.
Then why did you marry her? We all know why you married her. Spears hasn't commented, but her rep says she's focused only on her kids, not the drama surrounding her ex. Diane Keaton's family has revealed that she passed away of pneumonia. Parent Trap fans got a mini reunion they were hoping for. Elaine Hendricks, who played Lindsay Lohan's soon-to-be stepmom in the 1998 movie, is competing on Dancing with the Stars this season. And she was paid a visit on dedication night of the show by her Parent Trap co-stars, Lisa Ann Walter and Dennis Quaid, who said people still love the movie. Oh,
wherever I'm at, some girl is like from about 7 to 35 or whatever. You see the look in their eyes.
7 to 77. Come on, dude. Tom Cruise and Ana de Armas have reportedly split. And who knew that the DMV could be so funny? Tim Meadows, best known for SNL and Mean Girls, plays Greg, a former English teacher who becomes an examiner for the Department of Motor Vehicles.
I really love working. That's the bottom line. When I saw the script, I thought the script was really funny. And then just being able to, you know, I feel fortunate in this climate to have this opportunity to do this show.
Y'all, you know you have to have a sense of humor to go to the DMV, unless you go to the one in Bon Terre, because then there's never a line. Jim Carrey is in talks to start in a live-action version of The Jetsons. Donnie Wahlberg is back as Detective Danny Reagan in the new drama Boston Blue. It's a spinoff of Blue Bloods, which ran on CBS for 14 seasons.
And having family back on TV in this way, and faith back on TV, and a law enforcement family, there are so many law enforcement families who love Blue Bloods. And that part of television was gone when Blue Bloods left, and now we get to bring it back.
Y'all, I say all the time, I know the Catholic dinner time prayer because of that show. Boston Blue premieres tomorrow at 9 p.m. our time on CBS. And Selena Gomez says she sobbed after her wedding because whenever something good happens, she's always waiting for something awful to follow. Oh, I hope that only good things happen for her. Dirt alert, because one battle after another starring Leonardo DiCaprio is projected to lose $100 million at the box office. This is according to Variety. Despite earning about $140 million globally so far, its break-even threshold is closer to $300 million. When are they going to quit paying so much for movies? That's crazy. Anyway, all right, that's it. That's the Daily Dust, and it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance, Morning Gallon, B104.3.
What can I say except you're welcome?